Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. And right now, I am pleased to be joined by Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. Justina, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a while since we've had you in, but yes. I know you guys are obviously doing great work in the WSMI listening area. Your office is located, one of your offices is located in Litchfield.
Right. We are at 309 South State Street in Litchfield. It's the old CEFS building attached to the front of the South Township.
And then there's also, I know there's an office in Springfield.
We have one on the St. John's campus there on 700, I believe, 7th Street. It's mm-hmm. right there by the Ronald McDonald House.
Coming up in September, Party in the Park in Litchfield. You guys will be doing something at Party in the Park as well.
Yes, we are going to hold a beautiful baby contest for Litchfield babies 18 months or younger. We're taking 10 applicants, and we need a 5x7 picture of the baby and just a simple form filled out of parent's name, number, address.
Sure.
And I need those turned in to me by August 22nd deadline. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have those 10 pictures in three various locations in Litchfield. One will be the Briar Rose, and then another week will be at Coffee Espresso. And then the Taylorville Credit Union Bank there in Litchfield. They partner with us a lot in everything. And so they're going to allow us to have the pictures there with a jar. And what people will do is just come in and donate dollars. And whichever baby raises the most money, obviously, will be the winner. And so we'll have a prize and a couple different prizes and either a trophy or plaque or something for the winner, which will be announced, I think, between the Little Miss and the Junior Pageant. Yes.
I think those are on Friday.
They're Saturday
evening.
Saturday, I believe, starting at 6.
Yeah,
we will be at the park as well on Friday evening with the jars in the picture, mm-hmm. so you can still vote.
Will you have a
well.
Booth set up, I guess?
We'll just have a little table, yes, just Friday for a couple hours on taking some votes as well. So
sounds good. And again, one more time, what were those locations where they will
be? We're going to be 1 week at the Briar Rose, 1 week at Coffee Espresso, and 1 week at the Taylorville Community Credit Union.
All right.
And just follow us on Facebook with that, because we'll be updating that every week.
And you said the deadline to submit photo is August 22nd.
Yes. I have those applications. Briar Rose has those applications, and Hearts United has some of those applications. They do need to be filled out and brought to my office at 309 South State on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Fridays. If I am not there, if you can't get by those days, or if it's after 4, drop it in the mailbox. Our mailbox is covered with the picture, and I'll get it.
Was there any kind of entry fee for the baby photos?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. All right. Sounds good. So that'll be pretty fun, and I like the way it's done with the baby who raises the most money wins.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's Litchfield babies only, though.
Okay, gotcha.
So, and 18 months or younger, and I need a 5x7 picture.
5x7. All right. Sounds good. And again, as you mentioned, that stuff is available on the Elizabeth Ann Seton Facebook page in case anybody missed what
right.
we just talked
yes,
about.
Yes, please like us and follow us, because we always have lots of things going on.
Sure. And then in November, I think you said, the Domestic Violence Walk is happening.
That's in October.
October, I'm sorry.
October, we'll hold our second annual Domestic Violence Awareness Walk on October 9th, Tuesday, I believe.
Because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes, we held our first one last year, and so we're excited to do it again. And we're going to do it just a little bit different this year. We're going to start at the First Baptist Church and walk up around town and come back to the church and then have our speakers and things there. So registration will begin at 4:30. Walk will begin 5:15, somewhere around in there. I will be getting together order forms and registration forms if you want to register early and get a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. We are going to have those available that will need paid for before the walk.
Right.
So they will be $15 each. And then you can obviously register at the walk as well. You just won't have a shirt, and it's free. I mean, the walk isn't costing anything. We just need to cover the shirt.
I know it's in October, but did you have a deadline set for when you needed the registration? First of all, are you accepting registrations now for that?
I'm working on the form, tidying it up a little bit. So I plan to get those out pretty quickly.
Sounds good.
So just stay tuned for that information.
Did it? I assume it went over pretty well last year.
It did. I was really pleased. I think we had 80-something walkers.
That's good. That's
so
great.
I was pretty excited for just the first time not knowing anything about throwing a walk together. So I was pretty excited. We have a great community.
Yeah, we do. That is a great turnout for a first time.
Yeah, so I was pretty excited. The mayor came and everything.
It's during the week, so I don't imagine that you'd probably run into maybe too many conflicts.
That's why we picked Tuesday, because with football, we understand, that's important, and there's just so much that goes on anymore. So Tuesday seems to be one of the not-so-busy evenings.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because in Litchfield on Thursdays, you have city council every now and then.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, there's always something going on, it seems like.
So again, that is coming up in October. What was the date of that walk again?
The 9th.
The 9th.
I keep getting all the 10ths mixed up because we have so many things on the 10th.
No, right,
it's
right.
October 9th.
October 9th. And meeting at First Baptist Church in Litchfield?
Yes.
Okay. And as with all the other events as well, you can go on to the Elizabeth Ann Seton Facebook page and find out more information about that as well. Right. The reason I said it was in November at first was because I skipped an event when writing it down. You do have something going on in November.
Oh, yeah. Every month from here on out.
Yeah.
We have our annual mom prom coming up, which is the 6th annual mom prom, and that will be November 10th at the Magnuson Grand Hotel in Carlinville. Again, they are so good to us. This year's theme is going to be Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Ooh.
With the 50s, so I'm pretty excited about that. Getting out the old saddle shoes. Tickets remain the same, $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and this includes the meal and entertainment. And again, this is one of our biggest fundraisers that we depend on and count on for the year. It's always a lot of fun. Last year, we were pretty afraid that we weren't going to be able to top the Titanic.
Yeah.
That was so fun. But we're really excited about this. We're going to have a soda shop, I believe, and obviously record player and all that kind of stuff. So, so again, that's an event for us, but it's also something for our moms that they have to work toward to be able to go.
Sure.
So they earn their way to get to go to prom for free. So that's always a fun time for us. And so they have different things that they have to accomplish in order to go. So they always look forward to that and work really hard.
Absolutely. Now, we said that's coming up in November. Are you selling tickets now for that, or are you still not ready for that?
I don't know if she has them out yet or not. I know we have the flyers that she got printed. So if not, I'm sure she'll have them here directly.
Okay.
Again, reach out to Don Morris or myself, via Facebook Messenger or however. We're available like 6 different ways.
That's good. You're easy to find. One way or another, you can be found or can be gotten a hold of.
Yes.
Just keep in touch and find out when, if the tickets aren't available yet, find out when by following on Facebook, calling the office, or whatnot. Again, that is the 6th annual Mom Prom coming up November 10th.
Yes.
At the Magnuson Grand Hotel.
Yes.
Great.
Lots of fun.
And then after Mom Prom, you'll be planning before Mom Prom as well, but after Mom Prom, the event is Project Santa.
That's right. A couple weeks after that, we will be rocking and rolling on Project Santa. We will be taking applications, I believe, the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving is when we always meet with those applicants. And then I believe the second weekend, which I believe, again, is the 9th and 10th or something like that, of December,
how about that?
We will be doing the shopping. So it's the second Saturday, I think, of December.
So the 8th is the second 8th. Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
So 8th and 9th, will be the Project Santa. So the 8th will be doing the shopping. So those, I know there's a lot of people in the community that love to do that.
Right.
So again, just stay tuned. We will be posting all of these on our Facebook page.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that event as well as the Mom Prom in November once we get closer to the events as
Absolutely.
Well. We'll have you back. So just wanted to touch on that a little bit. But
yeah,
we'll
save the dates.
Yeah, save the dates for you. If anyone would like any more information, can you just briefly tell what you guys, I know we've had you in before, but what you do at the Elizabeth Ann Seton program?
Yes. We are a nonprofit organization that works with women, moms. We just like to embrace them where they are in life, encourage them, educate them, support them to become a better mom, a better woman, a better community member. We're really getting big into the community. We're trying to focus on that. We have some programs that we're working on. We have some excellent parenting programs, a super duper cool one that we just started that I really like. It's Nurturing Parenting. Those are free every Friday at 1 o'clock. And we have a Getting Ahead and a Just Getting By World 16-week curriculum that we're starting in January again, which is really fun. But it talks about bringing the community together. You lift me up, which lifts you up, kind of thing. And so we're really excited about that and doing that. So that's what we do, is we lift them up, encourage them to be able to, you know, lift someone else up. So we have a really good group of moms that care for each other and support each other. So again, all of our programs are free. All of our support groups and classes that we have are free. We do help with GEDs, you know, anything like that that they need help getting, we will help that. We will help them with that. The only thing we don't do is we don't have cash to pay bills and things like that. There's other organizations, obviously, in town that does that. So that's what we do, is we just embrace them and love them and help build them up to have better families in our community for the children.
Absolutely. Again, that's Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. As we've mentioned a few times before, you can find out a lot of the information on Facebook. But in case someone would like to call the office, what was the number for the office?
It's 217-324-3270.
And do you need an appointment to come and visit you? Can you stop in?
Or? No, absolutely not. You can come in anytime.
Sounds good. And you said that was, where was the new office located?
It's again? 309 South State. And what we do, like I said, is when they do that, they earn their things instead of, you know, we have things there for them to earn, diapers and wipes and toiletries and, you know, things that they can purchase with points that they earn for coming to these groups or having goals or even just working. They can earn points for that. So it's kind of like we're a hand up instead of a handout type thing. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So. Justina Snyder, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck with all these. Yeah. Good luck with all these events coming up.
I know. Thanks.
You're in your busy part of the year.
They'll be fun.
That's going to do it for this edition of The Forum on your Tally broadcasting stations. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. But until then, so long.